The song We Become Ghosts from our next guest, Toaster Ghost, joining us now. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry Mueller today on The Larry Mueller Show, and we're taking a look at the local music scene in La Crosse and La Crosse-based band Toaster Ghost, our guest. They'll also be playing at Dees Fest, which we heard earlier from Greg Hall. Joining us, Christian Sven is here. He's a guitar player and the lead singer, and Jerry Miller is also with us. He's Toaster Ghost's bass player, vocalist, and it says here, I'm required to say it, extraterrestrial noisemaker. Indeed. Christian and Jerry, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, Jerry, I have to ask what it takes to make an extraterrestrial noisemaker and whether or not you can make a living out of it.
Well, the living part remains to be seen, but to get there, it just takes a lot of courage.
Mostly courage. I understand that. Christian, tell us a little bit about Toaster Ghost.
Well, Toaster Ghost, we've been going for about 5-6 years now, and just kind of a local project that I started with. Initially, it was a guy that I worked with, and we kind of grew it into this band and found Jerry and Corey, our drummer. And, you know, it started as just something that we wanted to do something a little different than, you know, had these sounds and these songs that we kind of just formed into something different. So, we all worked together. We all thought of music in a similar way. We kind of complemented each other. So it was rather effortless for as weird as it, you know, as weird as it came, it was pretty natural for us.
How do you describe your sound?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's the toughest question. Everybody hears their own thing.
Yeah, that's interesting. And we just heard We Become Ghosts, and this is a song that came out of COVID, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this was off of our second release. And at that time, it was, you know, we were kind of hunkering down and quarantining. And at that time, we weren't really meeting up as a full band. And so I had been digging through outtakes of other songs that we had previously recorded, and I found outtakes from this one specific song that I liked the drums on like a single second of it. And so I looped that, and I found another part towards the end of that same phrase. And so it was like 2 seconds, and I split up each little thing of it, and then I looped both of those together, and then created kind of a drum loop. And then from that, we met up. It was Jeff, our other guitar player at the time, and Jerry and I basically spent the afternoon in my apartment, and we wrote a song around just a drum loop, and that turned into that song.
Yeah, it's a real rhythmic one. I want to know from both of you, and I'll start with you, Jerry, where your love for music comes from. Like, how did you get into music? How did you learn to pick up the bass, and what keeps you going with it today?
So the origin story is that back in high school, I had two friends who both played guitar.
Yeah.
And I played nothing. I had no musical lessons, had no musical know-how whatsoever. And as teenagers are oft wont to do, we were sitting around the lunch table mythologizing about how cool it would be to have a rock and roll band. And they said, hey, you should join our rock band. I said, well, I don't play anything. I said, well, we need a bass player. And I said, well, if you get me a bass, I'll learn to play it. And they called my bluff. They showed up at my door with the bass, and they said, here you go. Learn how to play it. So I did.
And what keeps you going on the bass today?
Oh, you know, if you have music in you in that sense, like you just the desire to play, to share that, you know, there's a private side to it where you enjoy doing it for its own sake. But then there's the social side, the collective side, the part of it where you know that there are people out there that come together to laugh and have a good time and be encouraging to one another, whether they're musicians or just music fans in general. there's such a groundswell of support in the lacrosse community for live music.
That's interesting.
Why would anybody not
want to
do this?
Exactly. You got to be in a band at least once. And I've had both experiences. And the way you describe it, Jerry, I'm thinking about it. And I'm like, well, I remember sports in high school and the practices were grueling and awful, but you got through it for the sake of getting to the game, which was the fun part. But then I was in a band in high school and the practices, well, is sometimes those were more fun than the actual shows.
For sure. We love our practice times. Sometimes we talk more than we play because we just enjoy each other's company so much.
Yeah, there's a camaraderie there. And there's also that moment where you become more than the sum of your parts, which I can't imagine that, you know, there's just no better feeling that you're just part of something bigger than yourself. Christian, I'll turn to you now about your background in music, how you got into it and what keeps you going.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, I've kind of always had music in the house, and my mom has been a piano teacher for many, many years. And so it was just like, just always surrounded by music in one way or another. You know, and in high school and, you know, grade school and all up to that, played the trumpet and sang a little bit, but never really like thought of guitar as like, well, I never really had like a proper outlet for it until I went to college. And so I messed around with it a little bit, but I didn't know, you know, I grew up in a pretty small town and so didn't really have access to like bands to play in or anything like that. And then I went to college and, you know, people wanted to form little cover bands here and there. And I was like, oh, this is pretty fun, you know? And then, after that, I started working over at Dave's Guitar Shop, and I met people more and more who were just like kind of on the same wavelength of me, as me for, you know, different bands that I didn't know that I was going to like love, you know, certain bands. And then people would introduce me to all these, you know, new genres and bands and things. And that just opened the doors for me. So I think really from college on after, it just became like, I don't really want to do anything else besides play my guitar. Like, it just, I love it.
All I want to do is bang on the drums all day. I think I've heard that before. Let's hear another song from our guest, Toaster Ghost, and our friends Christian and Jerry, who are from the band. This is VCR Teeth. Jerry Miller, this is a rock and roll song. I've got to think you guys are a rock and roll band. What's the story behind this song?
What is the story? I might have to pitch that over to Christian for the real inside scoop on that.
Christian's Van, VCR Teeth. Where did this come from?
Yeah, so I mean, this was a song that I had kind of been kicking around as like an idea as part of the song. And I had the verse kind of done and like the guitar layers for the verse done. But as often the case, I had no idea where to go from there, you know. And so I kind of asked Jerry for his guidance on the rest of the song, really. The other sections, he jumped in and kind of, you know, crafted them. And we went from there. We had a lot of help on it outside of the band as well, too, which was kind of fun. At the time, one of our friends from Australia, his name's Hugh, he sang harmonies, backing harmonies on this one. And Jerry, actually, his son Gabe, played bells at the end of the track. If you listen to it, there's kind of the outro, and his son Gabe is there playing the bells on it.
Jerry, you passed it off to Christian, but you had the story from it as your kids on the track.
Yeah, that was kind of a fun little bonus. You know, little ear candy at the end, kind of bring back a little melodic little part just to make it more interesting.
Yeah, is Gabe a musician like yourself?
So he played percussion in middle school and high school, and so he picked it up super fast. took no time at all for him to, like, oh, you want something like this? And he whipped it out. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly it.
Well, maybe he'll be playing at D's Fest sometime soon, too.
I could get him up there.
Very cool. Christian, where does the song come from? I mean, how does a song develop and, you know, does it fall to you out of thin air? How would you describe the process?
You know, every song is a little different, but that one, I think one night I was just sitting down playing some chords and I messed up and I played a wrong chord somewhere and I went, wait a minute. Oh, I like how that sounded. So then I went back and it just, like, usually when I'm trying to, like, find a new riff or a new part of a song, I'll have my phone recording too, so I can kind of go back and listen to it. And then so I, you know, kind of continued to do that. And then within, you know, maybe an hour or so, I just had messed around to the point where I'm like, oh, I like how these chords kind of all go together. And I'm like, I don't know what this is, but I should save that, you know, and see if I can get some help, turn it in into something, you know?
Yeah. I've heard it said that there are no wrong notes. It just depends on what you play after that note, that you can always resolve a note no matter where you take it, or where it takes you for that matter. Jerry, do you have any theories about, music composition and where songs come from?
I think we all come to it with some presuppositions based on our experience, whether that's with a formal introduction to music in school or just someone who likes it and listens to it a lot. That kind of showed itself to be true when we first got together and it kind of discussed this Venn diagram of influences that we all shared. And, you know, as is probably often the case, we started by learning a couple cover songs that everyone said, oh, I like that song. I like that artist. Let's play one of their songs. Yeah, there's just an intuition that develops kind of subconsciously, and your ear says, yes, that sounds good. Why does it sound good? Hard to say. maybe it reminds you of something that you've heard and liked. You know, we don't crunch the math on it. There's no, like, theory going, well, technically, you should be using an augmented seventh chord for that. Yeah. There's none of that.
The minor fifth. It's the way it feels. It's the way it makes you move. I our guests are Christian Sven and Jerry Miller from Toaster Ghost out of the La Crosse area, and I've been monopolizing their time for too long here, so let me invite you to the conversation with your questions about the La Crosse music scene or their band and music. Join us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can email us, as Frank did, because Frank wants to know where you got the name Toaster Ghost.
Well, Frank, let me be frank with you. That was kind of an accident. We had like a piece of paper that had just different name ideas on it. And, you know, we kind of liked
some
of them.
Two pages of names.
Oh, yeah. And so, like, I don't even remember what the original name was, but I said it. And from across the room, somebody else said, oh, did you say Toaster Ghost? I went, no, but I like that better. That's it. That's the name. So shout out to my friend Brandon for coming up with the name on accident.
Toaster Ghost, complete accident, pulled out of thin air. Actually, one of those misheard things like Mondegreens that we talked about last hour. You're also on the bill for this summer's Cheech's D's Fest in La Crosse. And Jerry, what are you looking forward to when you play the festivals?
Oh, gosh. It's nice to not have the pressure of being it all about you,
huh.
You know?
Yeah.
You get to share in this event with so many other people. It's relaxing. It really is.
Christian?
Outside. Yeah.
I think, yeah, you know, kind of what he said, like, you know, just being able to mingle with other bands, other like-minded folks, and just kind of be in a new setting, you know, it's fun, and you never know what you're going to get yourself into, but you know, it's going to be fun.
Toaster Ghost, our guest, and we'll hear some more music from them next. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Larry Miller Show on WPR News.
of the world.
Whoa, that was Understellar from our guest, the band Toaster Ghost. Guitarist and lead singer Christian Sven, our guest. Jerry Miller's the bass player, vocalist, and extraterrestrial noisemaker. Still time for your questions for this band at 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or email talk at WPR.org. Christian, tell us about Understellar. It just about blew my mind.
Well, this was off of our first album. We had, you know, gone into it trying to write a song in a different way that we hadn't approached it before, and that was with the drums first.
Huh.
So we talked to Corey and kind of gave him a couple of songs that we thought would be a good groove to kind of model the drum part after, which I think in this case it was the Beatles' Tomorrow Never Knows.
Yeah.
And then Radiohead's The National Anthem. So we kind of gave him those songs and said, like, you know, similar tempo, similar feel. And basically he just put a metronome in his ears and played, you know, and for like 5 minutes straight. This was, you know, in the moment we didn't know what it was going to turn into. We were just like, oh, cool, he's just playing drums. But I had the feeling like he played for about two and a half minutes and then still had the metronome in his headphones and stopped for a little bit. And I said, well, actually, you know, do you want to play just a little bit more? And he said, okay, sure. And so he, like, for about two bars, he just had a break and then goes right back into it on the beat. And if you listen to the song, that's the take we used. That's exactly how it appears in the song. And so we wrote the song around that. I had, I think, one other sketch of like what the song could be based on what the drums started out as, but I think I was more happy, you know, with what we ended up going with.
And Jerry, you're part of that rhythm section that has to work in concert with the drums. What's that like to try to find that groove, that backbeat, and build it?
It's playing with Corey is a breeze. He's easy to lock up with and sync with. I think the drummer and bass players have a unique relationship in that sense. And we fell together so quickly and so easily. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah. What was it like to build Understellar just from him building a drum track out of nothing?
It's a different way to approach it, you know, rather than a chord progression or something along those lines. And so it was more rhythmic and you didn't pay attention to, you know, 1-4-5 or a progression of any, you know, particular order, major, minor, none of those qualifications mattered. It was just about the rhythm of it. It was a refreshing way to come at it. And that song has become kind of an improv for us live. Like, we know the basics of how it's structured, but really what happens between it starts and stops, we can look at each other in the moment and know when we're going to take a break, when we're going to do something different. Really fun to do live.
Let the moment decide the song.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones now, where Andy in Galesville joins us. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
What do you have for us today?
Oh, I'm a big fan of Toaster Ghost. It helps that Christian's my son.
What's it like to have a rock and roll son, Andy? I know probably not every dad would think, you know, I hope my son grows up to be a lead singer and guitar player in a rock band.
Oh, no, actually, I couldn't be prouder. Those guys sound great. I am actually a big fan.
Did they ever rehearse in your basement? Did they cause or your garage?
No, they kind of spared us most of that.
Maybe that's why you're such a big fan.
But Christian did a lot of his formative sounds here at home. But
that's awesome. Were you a musician yourself, Andy?
No, I was in choir in high school. I did a lot of singing. Been a big fan of music in general.
Sure, you'd have to have a kid grow up and be in a rock and roll band. I think that's awesome. And what's it like to see him playing on stage?
Oh, my heart swells. It's just great. It's great to see him. I love the sound of Toaster Ghost, and you know, they come up with new sounds and things that can't normally dream of. It's just kind of amazing to hear what they come up with.
Yeah, yeah, Andy, I really, you made my heart swell there. And Christian, that's pretty cool to have a supportive family behind you when you're trying to build a rock and roll band.
It's a huge thing. Yeah, I very much appreciate it. And I don't know if, you know, to the point of talking about practicing in the basement, I'm not sure if my mom would have allowed drums in the house. If somebody was playing on a drum kit, she probably would have jumped on somebody's throat. But
that's very cool. Let's go next to Becky in Winona, Minnesota. Hi, Becky.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Do you know Toaster Ghost?
I do. Longtime fan. I've got their merch and everything. Fantastic band. Very talented.
How did you come across them?
I know Christian.
Oh, wow. So you're connected, and yeah, I Becky, I appreciate the call. How would I be able to see Toaster Ghost? Are you guys got any shows coming up?
Yeah, let's see. Next show we're doing is at the Popcorn Tavern. We're playing, oh, I got to look now.
May 17th?
May 17th,
yeah.
Popcorn Tavern. And all right, and you'll have Cheech's Deez Fest in July, so you've got that going for you too. Becky, I want to go back to you for a moment and ask you what it is about their music that you love, what you hear from them, and how it relates to other music that you listen to.
I love their style. They're very talented, awesome guitars, just really rocking band, and very talented. I can't say enough good about them.
It also seems a little experimental, too. Like, the songs I've heard are not retreading ground that I've heard before. They're not the songs that are necessarily already in the zeitgeist of pop music.
Right, and I like zeitgeist. I hate that reference. But they are original.
Yeah.
And they don't fit in. I mean, they have their own style, which I think is awesome.
Well, that's interesting. Thank you for the call, Becky, because I have an email here from Ernie who wants to know your influences. And from what I've heard, you're really hard to pin down. So I'll ask both of you. Christian, let's start with you. What sort of artists influenced you?
Well, I mean, these days, you know, I think especially for this band, bands like Pavement and the Flaming Lips, Television's a big one. You know, more these days, like kind of bands like Fugazi as well, like Jesus Lizard. I don't know. I pull all sorts of Devo. I mean, I love all sorts of stuff, and I try to incorporate as much of that as I see fit, or you know, as we can, I guess.
Yeah, it's your references are all over the map, and that begins to help explain how unique the sound of Toaster Ghost is. Jerry, what about you? Who are your influences? Where is your music coming from?
So definitely the bands Christian named, you know, we oftentimes play covers of bands we like. So we'll do a Devo song now and then, Fugazi, even The Pavement once in a while. We've done a couple of XTC songs. I'm a huge fan of XTC. Let's see, T-Rex.
Beck.
Yeah.
Yep, Beck.
Wow. When you talk about them, I can hear them all like cooking in a pot and coming out as Toaster Ghost. We've got time for one more song here. Let's listen to this. Is Toaster Ghost's Atomic Nerves.
Just a moment away. I believe that, but don't quite yet know.
Running out of time here, but the tension release as the atomic nerve starts. Christian, this song goes back to about the beginning of the band, doesn't it?
Just a little before, yeah. I had been sitting on, again, kind of bits and pieces of it. I had the verse and the chorus down. But like with VCR Teeth, Jerry, helped me out with the outro, which also became the intro that you heard there.
Yeah.
So, that once we had all the parts, everything kind of came together quickly on it. But, just one of those songs that again, messing around with chords and had something that I thought sounded kind of cool and kind of built little melodies off of it. But I didn't really know, I wasn't, sold as it being the final, final thing. So that's one thing that I've always really appreciated, especially as we've been doing this, the last few years. Every one of us kind of has their own ability to see a song in a certain way and add something to it. If I'm stuck,
yeah.
Jerry will have something, or Corey will have some notes.
Christian, I apologize. We are out of time, and I thank you for yours. It's Toaster Ghost on the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry today. Thanks to our DJ once again, Jeff Robbins. Our producers, Clara Neipert and Joel Patnod. Our executive producer, Jill Nadeau. This is WPR News.